Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
All right, welcome to Delusional Fandom after a two-week break. We were licking our wounds after the Bills game, but we're back. And we are all panthered up, all three of us, even Max, two-yard Chuba, the Lions fan. We are back, panthered up, ready for, what is this, week 10 of the pod, Fred?
We're going into week 10, yes. Football season goes by way too fast.
I know. Like, it's already been 10 weeks.
Yeah, it's already been 10 weeks. But before we get to football, Jonathan, I need your advice on something. I mean, I think we have Delusional Dad in the chat today. I think he's there. So my son wanted to buy a trumpet, and he needed cash. And I said, why don't you earn it? Like, I'll pay you to do some stuff. And he said, what? And I said, how about rake the yard? And he's like, don't really know if I want to do that. And he said, how much? I said, I'll give you $20. I've done most of the raking myself. And he's like, nah, I'm good. What are your thoughts on that?
I got to say, I don't think you should pay him to do it. I think you should just do it anyways.
Oh, part of me wants to force it at this point.
I think you should have to do it just to earn his keep in the house.
Thank you. Because he was like, how about I clean the kitchen, I clean the bathrooms, I vacuum the living room, and I clean your bedroom, and y'all pay me money. And
he's practicing to be a good wife one day. That'll be cute.
Delusional Dad said he should have chores. I agree with you. We got to get on.
I clean up dinner after every night.
You do that. But like, I'll come home from work yesterday. Before I even walk in the house, I'm out in the yard raking. Before I even come in the house, I start raking while he's sitting on the couch watching YouTube videos.
I didn't even know you
videos.
Were doing it.
Yeah,
I didn't know you.
Welcome to Attack Max on the podcast.
Welcome to Delusional Parenting, the podcast of bipolar parents.
I love you, Max.
Right.
But I said there's some joy when you earn something, when you work. He found the money. He found it. He was counting pennies in the living room floor.
Do you have leaves or pine straw?
Leaves. Big
Is
ones.
A lot of leaves?
No, I've gotten most of them up.
Could you mulch them with a lawnmower? That might be more fun.
My lawnmower's not a mulcher. I should have bought a mulcher.
It's just a blade. Go buy a mulching blade. It's like $10 off Amazon.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude. They're super cheap.
Oh, I don't have to like buy another whole lawnmower?
No, definitely not.
Are they easy to put on the blades?
Yeah, it's just one nut.
Okay. I'm going to go look for a mulching blade then, and then I'll just start mulching.
Now, Max, you don't have to rake. You get to mulch with the lawnmower. Tools. What is it? Tim the Toolman Taylor says,
I'd use that lawnmower that like $20.
No, it's not 10 one now, since your dad's having to go out and buy a new blade.
But you that can't have a discharge if you mulch. What does that mean? What is he talking about?
Yeah, you gotta like take it to where it doesn't shoot the leaves out. You like take that part off.
Okay, now it's getting a little complicated, but okay.
No, it's not. He's right.
For the listeners who can't see this, I want to send you something that Jonathan sent to our text string last night that pretty much was hilarious to me. Like, I even showed it to Max.
I don't even know what it was.
Oh, my gosh. We text way too much, man. This is so many texts. Okay, here we go.
John Gruden talking about how to beat coverage.
Delusional dad, watch this.
Gruden tickling himself.
I don't understand what he's doing. It's like he's playing an instrument.
That's Max practicing the trumpet.
That's how I record every pod.
You have to have your hands on screen from now on.
Baby hands. Oh my gosh. Jacob said, just don't Final Destination yourself with the lawnmower. Yeah, don't do that for sure. Anybody that's seen the new Final Destination Bloodlines. But yeah, let's get to the football, man. We have a lot to talk about. Let's first talk about Buffalo last week.
Yeah, man, that was a tough game. I think I said it beforehand. Buffalo was primed to come out to kick somebody's butt, because didn't they lose to the Falcons in their last game before their bye week?
They
and
did.
A whole week to stew on it. I mean, I don't think any team in the NFL could have kept up with them in that game, and we came out with a bad game plan to begin with.
Well, we were playing with a quarterback with four fingers, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love Andy Dalton, and I think he's been great for Bryce, but that dude just doesn't have it anymore.
They need to take his career out back and put it down.
Yeah.
He needs to – his career, not him – his career needs to be old Yellard.
Is he in the same draft class as Cam?
He was. Second rounder.
He's an old dog at this point.
How old is Cam, though? Cam's probably, what, 35?
36.
30.
I think.
Cam, oh, man. When
NFL years, that's an old dog.
Why do we always get back to this? Because I remember thinking in, like, 2015, man, we're going to have Cam till he's 40 slinging the ball, man.
Oh, man.
He's 36, by the way. I checked.
Right now, we have 2 years left in our dynasty that we created in our heads 10 years ago, Brad.
We do. We still, like, is it time? Do you think with our dynasty, we need to start preparing for the future at this point?
Right now, Cam's on the back end of his career.
Should we find his replacement?
CMC's, he's won the MVP like 3 times now.
Kelvin Benjamin is an all-pro wide receiver.
Kelvin Benjamin is Mike Evans, basically.
Yeah, and Terrace Marshall Jr. is the new up-and-coming JJ that's going to be on our team.
No, Devin Funchess is now converted over to tight end. He took over after Greg retired.
Yeah, and Ian Thomas is a great tight end, too, for us. I remember when we drafted him. I was so excited. I thought, this guy's got so much upside. We are going to be rolling. Luke's won about 5 Defensive Player of the Years at this point, too, by the way.
I know. They're talking about how he's a first ballot Hall of Famer right now. And he's the first defensive player ever put in the Hall of Fame while still an active NFL player.
He's that good that they're like, we're putting you in now. Steve Smith's already in the Hall of Fame. He's a coach on the sidelines for us right now. Like, he works for the team. Oh my gosh, the dynasty in our head. Jordan Gross has been our left tackle for 18 years. Time we move on from that.
Yeah.
I like we just spent 3 minutes talking about delusion.
I know. I don't want to dwell too much on the Buffalo game. We got our tails kicked, but we came out this past week and showed what we can do against Green Bay, because Green Bay is a legitimate football team. That's our best win of the season.
They're playing the Eagles this week.
I think the Packers lose this week. And yeah. I'm going to say, you call them legitimate. I think they're the best team we beat this year, but I don't think they're that good. I think their coach is not good.
Yeah, I think they're very good. I think you're, I don't know why you're undercutting them.
Because they've lost to the Browns. They've lost to the Panthers. They tied the Cowboys, which, so if we look at this, we are better than the Packers and the Cowboys because we beat both teams.
Yeah.
And they could just tie.
You can't say that, because then if you do it like that, that means the Browns are better than the Packers.
The transitive property.
Yeah.
It's like Carolina beats St. Bonaventure. St. Bonaventure beats Rutgers. Rutgers beats Duke. Carolina's better than Duke.
Yeah.
That as a kid.
Ugh, Duke. So, I will say I have really, really been brutal to Dave Canales. I think I've texted you in our string before and been like, he's worse than Matt Rhule. I think I've said that.
I think you've said that on the pod.
I might have. I will give him full credit. I thought Sunday was his best coached game he's ever coached with the Panthers. He was smart. He out-coached Matt LaFleur by a mile. He was so much better than LaFleur. And he did it with a quarterback whose ankle probably isn't 100%. And he did it with a running back that nobody in the league wanted except the Panthers. And he's rushed for 685 yards in 3 games that he started. I mean, this dude could be, he's going to be a 1,500-yard runner.
He reminds me so much of D'Angelo Williams in his prime. He's just a hard runner.
He really is. Is he better than CMC for us? Just kidding. I can't even.
In what way? Like,
he's not. But so Dave Canales, he really coached a good game. What do you guys think?
What do you think, Max?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think he coached a great game. I think we came out the receiving the opening kickoff so we could pick the second half field direction. That was smart. I didn't know that was a strategy till Greg Olsen started talking about it. I thought he was just making it up, to be honest with you.
I will say this. You know, for a lot of people, when Tony Romo calls a game, we know he glazes Pat Mahomes like nobody's business, right? But for a while, everyone said Tony Romo's a homer or Troy Aikman's a homer for the Cowboys. I will say Greg Olsen is a really – if I'm going to listen to anybody commentate a game, I like Greg Olsen. He's probably my favorite one.
Yeah.
But you can tell he loves the Panthers. I mean, this guy, you know, when he gets to call a Panther game, you can tell he's secretly – I get the feeling he's rooting for the Panthers. When he's watching the game, he talks better about the Panthers than any other announcer we get. And we usually just get Mark Schlereth, the bottom of the barrel. So there is that. What are your guys' thoughts? Max, do you feel like Greg Olsen is like totally into the Panthers when he's calling the games?
I wouldn't say totally.
What?
I say is, I don't know.
I feel like he's rooting for us, man. I feel like he wants to see him do good. I mean, that's his team.
In fairness, that's the feed we're getting. Did you see the feed from like the local Green Bay telecast?
Wait, no. We're getting the feed that they got too, the national feed.
Well, maybe it's the radio I listen, but I heard
you're listening to the radio. The national feed is Greg Olsen.
But did you
everybody
see,
sees
did
him.
Did you see or hear the one where it's the Green Bay announcers? And
weren't they depressed when he hit the field
goal? Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. You can hear the air coming out of the stadium.
Well, okay, let's talk about Fitzgerald. He's won two games off his foot this year. Are we okay with letting Eddie P walk and keeping this rookie?
I think so. I mean, I think he's earned his keep. That's a big kick that he had for us. And we drafted Fitzgerald, right? Like,
no, we signed him free agent. He wasn't drafted.
Either way, I like him.
What's the other game he won for us?
Cowboys.
Oh, the Cowboys? Thanks, Max. So he beat the Cowboys and he beat the Packers on his foot. That's pretty good to me. It was just, to me, it was a boring game if you like a lot of offense. But it was such a great game. The fact that Micah Parsons wasn't even utilized was amazing to me.
Yeah, we had to make that game ugly, and we did, and won.
And we're going to do that this week against the Saints. We're just going to pound the ball on the Saints, right? I mean, it's just going to be a heavy dose of Rico. We'll get to that game in a minute, but let's not skip over the Packers that we got here. One, the Packers unis looked horrible. They looked like Chicago Bears.
They looked terrible, and it killed me that some of the players had on just helmets and some of them had, like, the sock over it.
You're talking about the Guardian cap? Oh, my God.
I guess.
People in eighth grade had Guardian caps on.
Listeners in the chat, what are your thoughts on Guardian caps? Do you like the Guardian caps, Jonathan?
I mean, is it supposed to protect them?
They say it protects you from concussions.
I mean, I guess, but why don't any of our players? That's the first time I've noticed them on the field during a game this year.
You don't see, almost every game, some idiot's wearing them. I mean, they're probably not idiots. They're probably smart.
You mean one smart person who doesn't care what they look like?
I mean, we saw XL get clocked.
How did he not have a concussion?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He looked like nobody was home when they first picked him up.
Yeah, he looked pretty out of it. I mean, he got hit. I mean, and how was that not a helmet to helmet?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that should have definitely been. Should have been 15 yards.
Yeah, it should have been. But the Panthers sit at 5-4, Jonathan and Max. We're winning this week, right? I mean,
we got a game left, and we have a legitimate shot at this point of being 9-8.
If we just go four and four, we're 9-8, right?
Yeah. And I cannot believe that's coming out of my mouth. I would have never thought after week four.
But if we steal a win, if we steal one in there, we could be 10-7. Here's my dream, that it comes down to we got to beat Tampa to win the division. And we beat Tampa and we win the division.
That would be nuts.
I mean, yeah. That might be naked pod, right? I mean, at that point, are we even clothed at that point? It's like
we should be able to beat the Saints twice.
So that's 7 wins right there.
And then we got the Falcons in Atlanta. That's probably going to be a tough game.
Okay. I still think we can win that, though.
I still think we can win it. Go ahead, Max.
It's hard to tell if they're going to win because they lost 42-13 against the Patriots, 40-9 against the Bills, but then they beat the Packers.
And they beat the Cowboys.
And they beat the Cowboys. And then they beat the Falcons 30-0.
We got the Rams here in Charlotte. That's going to be a tough game.
I think we steal the 49er game.
The 49er game is winnable, but it's going to be a tough game.
Well, they lose a star every week. So by the time we get there, CMC's going to be gone, or Mac Jones is going to be down. They're losing someone every week there.
Is Fred Warner injured yet?
He's out for the year.
Oh, okay.
The Seahawks are going to take us to the woodshed most likely, and the Bucks are going to wipe the floor with us in one of those games. But all the other ones, we have a legit shot at winning.
Dude, if we beat the Falcons and the Bucks once and the Saints twice, I would take 5-1 in the division anytime, any day. That'd be 5-1 in the division.
Yep.
And Delusional Dad said, y'all are living up to the name of this pod. Are we really being that delusional? They're 5-4. Like,
4-2 is like super attainable.
Yeah, out of 6, we got 8 games left though. So
I'm talking about in the division.
Oh, 4-2. I would take that in. As bad as we've been the last 10 years, I would take 5-1. I mean, 3-3 in division is good for us. What was our division record last year?
I don't know, but it's crazy because last year, one of our last games, we lost to the Buccaneers 48-14.
Let's see. Last year we were 3-— doesn't have our division record.
Hold on. Let's see. We were. Wait, I'm on this. I need to go. Last year we were 5-12. And in the division, this is
it's gonna really be bad.
Good. This is good tickets.
I don't even remember our 5 wins.
Panther left. Wins.
We beat.
Okay, here we go. The Carolina Panthers were 5-12, and last season they won 5 games. So they lost to New Orleans. 47-10. I'm just going division. Lost to the Falcons 38-20. Beat the Saints 23-22. That was one. So we're 1-2. Lost to the Bucks 26-23. 1-3. Lost to the Bucks 48-14. 1-4. And beat the Falcons 44-30, so 2-4 in the division last season. So I take 3-3, man. That's better than last season.
Yep.
Jacob says Panthers Super Bowl bound. Should we read some takes from the game on our text string? Jacob always loves that segment.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Time out. I do want to do that. But who's Jacob a fan of? For someone talking a lot of trash over there.
Steelers. Isn't he a Steelers fan?
Steelers fan. Live in Minnesota your whole life and you jump on the Steelers bandwagon. We got to bring Jonathan's him next week so I can pound on him for a little bit.
You know, I don't think I have all of our texts because I was in the middle of a phone transfer and I was having to carry 2 phones. So Max had 2, I had 2, Kristen had 2 phones. We look like drug dealers now. Jacob was calling us drug dealers. So I wasn't getting all the texts on my phone at that point. So you'll have to read some of them because I don't have them.
All right, let me get back to Sunday. Let's see.
Any highlights for the listeners?
I will share these while I'm pulling that up. This is these are tweets from Kyle Bailey from Charlotte. Rico Dowdle runs like every carry is his last meal. You don't merely tackle him, you survive him. And that's so true. And then this is right after the game. Pat McAfee says, the Panthers are a good football team. That felt good to get some national appreciation. All right, let's get to the game. Let's see. just read a funny one. Okay, we started off with, how many sacks will Green Bay get today on our banged up offensive line? This is Josh says, 7. I said 6 is the first number that comes to my mind. Then I'm gonna, this is let's see what time this is. This is at 1:03, so right after kickoff, I said, I'm calling it, we're winning this game by 12.
Ooh, I like how you called
said,
it. Were you
go off and T Mac's gonna get a touchdown?
When you were texting that, were you sitting like John Gruden?
Yeah, I was totally
you were flicking it. You were flicking it while you were texting it. You were that happy.
Yep. let's see. We got to come back to this comment. I said, Bryce has got to get out of bounds faster. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, he's going to get clocked, man. That looked like a total late hit until they showed the replay, and it wasn't a late hit at all.
No, he was way in bounds. He kind of asked for that, to be honest with you.
But he was already doing the first down. Did you notice that?
Yep.
He was already going like, and it
got crushed. Then I guess this was after the first touchdown. Josh says, weren't we saying Rico's the man? I said, he's a beast. Chuba just doesn't have his explosiveness. Brad said his game plan is so much better today. Man, we did not. We got really, I feel like we were really level-headed right here.
I want to say something because I don't feel like Josh listens to our podcast at all. I feel like Josh is the downer of all of us, right?
He's always hurt.
Huh?
He's afraid of being hurt again.
He is like the scarred girl who's been around way too many dudes that's beat him. Or not beat him, but like made him upset. I don't want to go to abuse, but you know, like broke up with him and cheated on him. He's like the cheated on girl. He's scarred, right? He can't find any joy. Today, I'm like, we're getting the national televised game next season. I put that in our string today. I'm like, we might get a Sunday nighter or maybe a Thursday nighter. And Josh was like, I don't want any nights. We're no good on national television. Just let us play, you know, noon games every week. And I'm just like, man, I want to play. It's noon for me. Sorry, 1 o'clock for you guys. I want to play on a Thursday night, or I want to celebrate a Sunday night football game. When's the last time we played on a Sunday night game? It's probably been 8 years.
It's been a long time. I got to say, all of us in the chat were high on the Rico drugs.
Oh my gosh, man.
So much Rico loving going on. I said, I don't know what's going on at this point based on the text, but I said, at this point, I'm just giving it to Rico for 10 straight plays. Tell him to stop him. Josh says, heck yeah, I love that game plan.
Max looked over at me because we watched the game every week. He goes, from now on, we're calling Chuba 2-yard Chuba. And he said, Rico will now be 10-yard Rico.
Then we got Green Bay's defense is getting tired. Let Rico keep running it.
We should add Max to our delusional group because he would chime in on some stuff because he.
then this should be the play calling for the rest of this game. Rico right, Rico left, Rico middle, repeat.
And then, let's say this real quick. I feel like we've said this last time. We're going to say it again. Rico is running at a different speed than Chuba.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but I want to say Chuba bailed us out and recovered that fumble.
That was
which we needed. We needed that. We ended up throwing the interception.
That was
good. We gave it back to him anyway because Bryce has to. I want to say the wind is why Bryce threw that ball, though. I don't know where he was throwing it, so I just want to say the wind carried that ball to McKinney at that point. That's what I want to think.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this Sunday, Saints. What are we thinking? Are we winning? I'm thinking we win. I mean, I'm thinking we could win this game 35-6.
Aren't they done with this Spencer weekend? Rattler?
Yeah. No, they're going with Tyler Shuck, Max. They're rookie.
I thought they were. I thought I didn't see Spencer Rattler when I saw the Saints game.
Yeah. And they just got rid of Rasheed Shaheen today.
Oh, Rasheed Shaheen.
They trade him to the Sea Cats, the Seahawks, which, good deal, man. And we got to talk about the trades, but let's do that after we think about this game for a moment. How many is Dave Canales going to want to air it out some, or you think he's going to just pound it with Rico 25 times?
Pound it with Rico. I hope he does that.
And I will say, Roger chimed in on our text, and I heard it on the radio this morning. The local Charlotte radio station did say that we can cut Chuba and save $3 million to end the season. So if we extend Rico, we can save money by cutting Chuba, which I think they'll do. I think they're going to keep Rico. We can't watch Rico go to another team and put up 1,800 yards rushing when we've got Chuba giving us 1,000.
I think we should cut Rico and then, you know, the Colorado receiver?
Jimmy Horn?
Yeah, put him at running back as our backup.
Max, you are on. So you're saying cut Chuba and make Jimmy Horn our backup running back?
Yeah.
He would get crushed. He's tiny. He's like 5'8 and 150 pounds.
I'm talking about like when everyone jet sweeps or anything like that, always use Jimmy Horn. Never use anyone else but him.
Yeah, I can see that. I want to see a jet sweep with T-Mac.
I need T-Mac downfield. I don't need him getting crushed behind the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
We let Jimmy Horn get injured.
I don't want to see Jimmy Horn get hurt.
I want to see Trevor Etienne getting all of Chuba's carries next season.
Yeah. But hey, we're forgetting about Jonathan Brooks.
Oh, yeah. I have his autograph.
I mean, is he going to be any good? He's coming off 2 ACL tears in 2 years.
Poor guy.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's on IR, so we'll see what he does. That's going to be a crowded backfield next year. They'll probably end up cutting Brooks, right?
Maybe.
Or Etienne.
They're not cutting Etienne. For one, Etienne's doing good on kick returns, and they just drafted him, and he's playing. Brooks has not played but 2 games.
Or they just keep 3 and just cut Chuba.
Yeah, they could go with Brooks and Etienne backing up Rico and cut Chuba.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the Cowboys didn't want Chuba. They always want our stuff, man.
So, or Chuba for Rico.
Let's talk about the trades today, by the way. We've got some trades we need to talk about. One, Sauce Gardner went to the Colts.
Wait, what?
Today. Max just found this out, Jonathan.
For what?
Sauce Gardner went to the Colts for Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones.
No, he didn't.
No,
yes, he did.
Okay, yeah. not Daniel Jones, but they did trade Jonathan Taylor for Sauce Gardner.
That's cap. Daniel Jones is even, like, that. No way.
I'm just kidding. Sauce Gardner was traded to the Colts today for 2 number one draft picks.
That's the true story, Max.
That's such a good trade for the Colts. I mean, for the Jets.
I mean,
the Jets. Sorry, that's what I meant.
The Jets have a war chest of first-round picks in the next 2 years, man.
They
got 5 first-round picks.
I'm sure they're going to be wonderful.
Oh, they're going to blow them, of course.
There's no quarterbacks good for this draft class, so.
No, but they've got. Okay, so I'm stand by my assertion that Sauce Gardner's not worth 2 number one picks and $30 million a year.
Colts are going to be stacked, though.
The Jets then traded Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys. And the Cowboys are, I don't think he makes them better. If I had to choose, I'd much rather have Micah Parsons.
My favorite Quinnen Williams video is him, he sneezes and blesses himself.
Oh, okay, that's pretty funny.
Thanks himself.
is Micah Parsons, wouldn't you rather have Micah Parsons over Quinnen Williams, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely.
But the Jets, again, get a first and a second-round draft pick. So they scored 3 first-round draft picks today to lose 2 players. I would do that. I would sign up for that. I thought for sure they're trading Garrett Wilson. I'm like, they're going to trade Garrett Wilson, get another first. And, I mean, they could have traded Breece Hall probably for a 5th or a 4th.
I don't think that's worth it. I'd keep Breece Hall for a 5th.
Would you trade Garrett Wilson for a 1st? I probably would. Is he hurt right now, though? Is he playing?
Yeah. I don't know. I think, who else do they have besides Garrett Wilson?
Nobody, but they don't care. They're losing games.
I think Garrett Wilson's, like, I would keep him for, like, next year.
Well, if that's the case, I would have kept Quinnen Williams, and I would have kept Sauce Gardner. How many games did they win with Garrett Wilson? Not many, so what's the matter? That was my theory with a couple years ago when I'm like, we should trade Derrick Brown. We should trade J.C. Horn. We should trade CMC. We're not winning with them, so let's get draft capital. The problem is the Panthers can't draft. So
Isn't Derrick Brown like kind of like carrying the defense right now?
Oh, Derrick Brown's having an all-pro season.
This past year is paying off so far.
Yeah, I mean, he missed all of last year, so he's
in the Roseboom guy. He's doing really good.
Yeah.
Well,
he's no Luke.
Are we not talking about the Saints game anymore?
No, we still are. We can still talk about the Saints game. What do you want to say?
I was going to say, I think that we're way overdue for a good offensive game. We're 3 games in a row of stinking it up kind of on offense. 2 of those games we won, the Jets and this past week at Green Bay, but we've kept it in the teens. Or no, did we even make the teens in the Bills game? Either way. No. We've not had great offense in 3 whole weeks.
So our offense hasn't been good since the Cowboys, right?
Right.
So I think we're due, but this could be a trap game. Do you think the Panthers will overlook the Saints?
No, not at all. I don't think we're overlooking anybody.
Yeah, we can't be overlooking anyone. Although, I will say, is there any team that underachieves more than the Falcons with all the talent they have?
They've been underachieving for years now.
Like, I don't understand how you have Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, two first-round draft picks.
They still have A.J. Terrell?
On the defense, no. And they've got a great backup running back, and they're worse than us. How is that possible? On a straight talent level, they have more talent than we do. If you go pound for pound talent.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, they got two quarterbacks that I'd take either over ours.
Yeah, I'm not a Penix guy, but I would take him over Bryce. I would definitely take Kirk Cousins over Bryce.
Yeah.
I'd like to see us get Kirk Cousins in the offseason and just see if he's any good or not. But anyway, so Max, I don't know. I guess we'll get to picks. Maybe you have. Do you have the Panther game in our picks?
Yeah.
Do you have last week's or 2 weeks ago's results?
Before we get to the results and the picks, I got a couple of delusional takes I want to do. There's a Cowboy fan that was posting 11-5-1, even though there's 17 games now. they were saying they're still going to go 11-5-1.
You're saying that?
I find that to be so hilarious. 11-5-1. The Packers fan said they're still confident. Saints fan said we're totally rebuilding now. Next year will be a different team. Jacksonville Jaguars said we're back. A fan said we're back. That 68-yard field goal changed everything. It's not going to change the quarterback, though, and he sucks. So there is that. Trevor Lawrence is the worst. He was supposed to be the next Peyton Manning, and he is not.
Listen, we get hyped up and have guys shoved down our throats all the time. You have him. You got Caleb Williams was that guy, too. At least Trevor had, like, results. And then
MTD's right. 11-5-1 is 17.
How many games there are?
I was not counting the one. Thanks, delusional dad, for pointing out that your son does not know math. What was you saying, Jonathan?
Well, first we had Trevor Lawrence, then they gave us Caleb Williams. Now Arch Manning is the second coming. Like, there's always someone they got to hype up.
Well, they pushed Jaden Daniels down our throat last year.
Jaden Daniels earned that last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's
an NFC championship.
They pushed C.J. Stroud down our throat. Oh my gosh.
C.J. Stroud earned it. I'm talking about pre-draft. This is your next great guy. They've let up on Trevor since he stunk it up the last few years. But C.J. and Jaden earned that.
He said it's hard to him to count with his baby fingers. I'm trying to think. Who was the year? Oh, did they really push Justin Fields down our throat?
I don't think so, but you wanted Justin Fields so bad.
I did, man. Only we get Justin Fields will be good.
Wasn't it Mac Jones in that same draft class?
Yeah. That was a Trevor Lawrence draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was where Trevor Lawrence was the man.
And the year before that,
there are so
that
many
was
quarterbacks.
Joe Burrow.
What, Max?
That.
No, you go.
I'll say there's so many quarterbacks that have a good rookie season or rookie and sophomore season and then end up stinking it up and just being no good. Mac Jones is a great example of that.
I have a really good Jaden Daniels card. That's probably not going to do good anymore.
What is it?
It's like a pink rated rookie. It's pretty cool.
I'll give you $10 for it.
It's like $60. Last time I looked, before he got, like, right before the season, it was like 70s.
Did they push Kyler Murray down our throat when he was coming out?
Yeah, they wanted to convince you that he was great.
Yeah.
What about Tua?
So think about the 2018 draft. This could possibly be the greatest quarterback draft of all time. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson in the first round.
Mahomes was 2017, I think.
Yeah, I'm just going back to 2018. The only dud is Josh Rosen. So four out of five start first rounders are great. At this
They're
point.
Not. Dude, you're so crazy with this right now. Sam Darnold has Sam not Donald's proven not he's great. A great quarterback.
I think he's great. Dude, he is great. Have you looked at his stats? Check his stats.
He had one standout season.
He had a good year last year.
He had Justin Jefferson and
Jordan Addison.
He doesn't have them this year.
And he has Jeff Smith and Jigba.
Yep.
Nobody, Max, hold on. Nobody was saying Jackson Smith and Jigba was as good as Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, because there was DK Metcalf. He didn't get to do anything.
Sam Darnold has 16 tutties and 5 INTs.
I'm not saying Sam Darnold's not having a great year. I'm saying it is way too early to be calling him a great quarterback. He's got a lot left to prove because he stunk it up for the first 8 years of his career, 7 years of his career.
Yeah, I'm not saying. Hilmer Baker, go. Who is it?
Baker.
Baker's got a much.
It makes me cry the fact that we've had both of them on the Panthers roster
at the same time.
Could you imagine having both of them now? We would be the most stacked quarterback room in the NFL. And Bryce was our third stringer. They would both suck.
Like having Bryce. I like having Bryce. I don't know.
I love your heart. I love where your head's at.
I love your heart, Max.
I like Bryce.
If you told me tomorrow we're going to get a better quarterback next season, I would be excited. If we had Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield as our quarterback right now, I stand by the fact we're 8-1.
No way.
I think we are. But I'm delusional. That's why we host it. Max, what was our picks last time in our record?
So the first game was the Bills and the Panthers. Me and my dad chose the Panthers, and then Jonathan chose the Bills. Always going against the Panthers. Next game was the Cowboys and Broncos. Jonathan went Broncos and me and Dad went Cowboys. And then the next
game. Who won that game?
Oh, Broncos. And then the next game.
I chose the Broncos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And the next game was the Eagles and Giants. And me and Dad chose Giants and Jonathan chose the Eagles. And Eagles won.
God, you're 3-0. You're going to take the lead.
And then the next game was the 49ers and Texans. Me and Jonathan chose Niners, and Dad chose Texans, and Texans won. And then the next game was the Packers and Steelers. Me and Jonathan chose the Packers, and Dad chose the Steelers.
Oh. What's the overall record? Jonathan's winning.
Best week ever.
That was your best week. Are you John Grudening yourself right now?
Yeah.
You're flicking it?
I'm pantered up.
I have the worst record at 17-23. And then Jonathan has 19-21. And Dad is 19-21, too.
Oh, close the gap. Let's go.
I'm only two off. So.
Okay, so let's do our picks. What do we got?
The first game is the Panthers versus the Saints.
I think we're sweeping that one, right?
Panthering up.
Yeah. We all choose Panthers?
Okay. Yeah, I'm panthering up. Even Jonathan, who never picks the Panthers, is picking the Panthers.
And then the next game is Patriots versus the Buffs.
Patriots versus
who?
The Buccaneers.
I'm going to go
Patriots.
I'm going to go Patriots.
We're all going Patriots.
Nobody's getting the ham.
The next game
are going to go down. Huh?
Rams and Niners. I'm choosing the Rams.
I'm going Rams.
Rams.
We're all picking the same. That's hilarious. This is exciting.
I need to choose a different one now since Fine. Eagles and Packers?
I'm going Eagles.
I'm going Packers.
I'll go Eagles. And then next game is Steelers and Chargers.
I'm going to go Chargers.
I'm bolting up Chargers.
Oh, Jonathan's sticking with me.
I'll go Steelers.
Wait, Jonathan's going Chargers. I'm going to go Steelers.
No, you guys are the same one.
Because I can't let him do the same ones the whole time. I got to get a lead.
Okay, that's all.
All right, Brad, one of us is going to, well, I guess we could win one each, but there's a chance that next week somebody's up two games.
Yeah.
We could also still be tied.
We could be. I'm excited.
Wait, Dad, you went Steelers, right?
I went Steelers. I always forget our picks. Right after we log off, I forget our picks. So on the weekend, I never know what I picked until he actually tells me on the show.
Oh, I've been betting real money on this. I'm so far in the hole right now.
you lost your house, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're living in a box. You're living out by the stadium.
We don't have a car currently.
You're riding a bicycle to work?
I work from home, and I don't own a bike.
Oh, good times. Well, hey, what a show, guys. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Hopecast Network, for making this possible. Thank you, guys, in the chat. We got Jacob. We got Delusional Dad. For Max, for Jonathan, my name is Brad. We will see you next week when I am leading in the picks. See you next week, guys.
Later, everybody.